Blog Talk Radio. Good morning and welcome to Set Free Live. I am Apostle Deborah Taylor, and beloved, it is a blessing to be with you once again today. We do thank and praise God for his loving kindness and his tender mercy. Praise God. We thank God for another day that he has given to us and the opportunity to come to you via internet radio. Praise God. We pray that this day will be a blessing to you as you go throughout the day. We pray that the Holy Ghost will minister to you in a special way. Praise God. We are going back into the word of the Lord. Amen. We do thank God for the series of messages, amen, that he has been giving to us and what we have been studying on demonology and deliverance. Amen. Today we will be talking a little bit about the spirit of whoredoms. Praise God. And then on Monday, praise God, we're going to shift gears just a little bit. The Lord has put it on my heart to do a teaching on the tabernacle. And so we're going to start that on Monday. Praise God. There are some other strong men that we have not gone into, praise God, but we believe that God wants us to take a detour here. And so we're going to follow the leading of the Lord, God, and we will, if the Lord says the same, we will maybe bring back some of these others, amen, as God would lead us to do that. Praise God. We just want to follow the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. So we do want to say that we do thank God for all of you who have been listening to the broadcast. We thank God for the word. Amen. Because we know that, amen, in God, in him, we live, move, and we have our being. And in this hour, God is wanting to strengthen us in the word of God. Amen. God moves by his word. Praise the Lord. And so we need to know what the word of God says so that we know how to live, praise God, how to move, praise God, how to even combat the enemy. We do it all with the word of God, praise God. Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity. We ask you, Lord, as we go into your word, that, Father, you will enrich us, that you will encourage us, that you will strengthen us. Father God, that you would just move by your spirit in this time of sharing in the word. Be with those that are listening, Father God. We pray, God, that you would minister, Father, to every heart, every life. Oh, God, that you lift up the hung down heads. Father God, touch those, God, that may be bereaved today, that maybe have lost a precious loved ones. Father God, this family that we heard about even in the news, this young lady that, amen, that went off into the river with her children. We pray for that family. We pray that you would comfort and strengthen them. We pray for that precious son that was spared. And Lord God, we ask that you touch him today, that you minister, Father. Wrap your loving arms around this family, God. And Lord, we thank you now. We praise you, Father, that even though in a difficult situation, we still know that you are God, and you're God all by yourself. So we ask that you prove yourself faithful even in this, God, and bless those that may be sick in body today, may be going through great trial. Father, touch your leaders everywhere. Touch your pastors, your ministers, Father. We lift them up before you. And we ask, dear Lord, that you by your power would strengthen and encourage. Oh, God, have your way. Father, move in this season, in this hour, throughout the land, throughout the nation. Oh, Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you that you watch over your word to perform it. Take us further now in your word. Hide us, Father God, in your secret place. And Father, we'll never cease to give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now we're going to Hosea chapter 5 and verse 4. We're going to talk about the spirit of whoredoms. Amen. On today, praise God, we, on our last broadcast, we, praise God, we dealt with the spirit of perversion. Praise God. And then we're just going to wrap this up with this spirit. Amen. And we know that whoredom is basically all types of evil, to include idolatry, gluttony, adultery, and fornication. And there's spiritual adultery as well as natural adultery, but it's all whoredom, praise God. It all falls under that category of whoredoms. Amen. It has that potential, praise God. So we're going to really see what the Word of God has to say about this. Amen. Hosea 5 and 4 says, they will not frame their doings to turn unto their God, for the spirit of whoredoms is in the midst of them, and they have not known the Lord. This is talking about spiritual adultery and the people being ignorant to God and not following after God, but following after their own desires and their own lust, praise God. Now, the symptoms of the spirit of whoredom is unfaithfulness slash adultery, praise God, both natural and spiritual, praise God. Now, let's go over to Ezekiel chapter 16 and 15, and then we're going to drop down to verse 28. Amen. Verse 15 says, but thou didst trust in thine own beauty and play the harlot because of thy renown, and pourest out thy fornications on every one that passed by. His it was. Verse 28 says, thou hast played the whore also with the Assyrians because thou wast unsatiable. They couldn't be desired. Their satisfaction wasn't, they weren't satisfied, praise God. Yea, thou hast played the harlot with them, and yet couldest not be satisfied, praise God. So this is God saying, talking about his people intermingling with the Assyrians, praise God, defecting from God, if you will, praise God, and mingling with other gods and doing all types of things that was against the will of God. Verse 29 says, thou hast moreover multiplied thy fornication in the land of Canaan unto Chaldea, and yet thou wast not satisfied herewith. Isn't it something how the enemy will get people all bound up and doing all kinds of things just to find peace? I had a relative that shared one time with me that before she was saved, that she did everything she could do to try to find peace. She had money, and so she would change her house. She would change the furniture, and she would change the carpet. She'd just rip up the carpet and put new carpet down and change the walls. And she was constantly doing things of that nature, but she said in herself she could not find any peace. And a lot of times that's how it is in the world. You can have all the money in the world, have all the prosperity that you want, and still not be satisfied. Praise God, still have that void. And the people of God here, the God's people, were doing all kind of wicked things that God despised. They were rejecting God and doing their own thing, but yet they were not satisfied. And this is what the Spirit will do, will cause you to get into all kinds of things, and yet you will not be satisfied. There are people that eat, and they're not satisfied. They're really not satisfied. They're unhappy. Praise God. They're looking for that peace, that void to be filled. And in every man, woman, boy, and girl, there is a place that only God can fill, that only he can really satisfy. And without Jesus, without his love, without his tender loving kindness and his comforting, praise the Lord, we will be empty, praise God. But when you follow after God and you serve him, praise the Lord, with all of your heart, I don't care what you may have to face or endure, beloved, praise God, he will give you peace. He'll give you peace that passeth all understanding. The word of God says it will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. And it's such a comforting thought to know that God will keep us, praise the Lord. It's a comforting thought that, amen, when we cast our cares on the Lord, amen, and know that he cares for us, praise God, and know that he will meet us at the point of our need, that we just need to, praise God, call on him, praise the Lord. I want to read this scripture. Let's see. It's 1 Peter 5 and 7, and I want to read this out of the Amplified. The Bible says that we casting the whole of your care, all your anxieties, all your worries, all your concerns, once and for all on him, for he cares for you affectionately, and cares about you watchfully. Amen. So God is an affectionate God, but also he's a watchful God. He watches over us. He tends to us. Praise God. He has our best interests at heart. And we say this a lot. God is working things out just for you, just because he cares and just because he loves you. Praise God. And he does have your best interests at heart. Praise God. Even when things go on in our lives that are not good, God still has our best interests at heart. Praise God. And there's nothing too difficult that God will not bring you through or bring you out of. So if you're in a web today, if you find that the enemy has you in a web, praise God, know that the Lord can get you out of that. Praise God. There's no entanglement or no entrapment that you may find yourself in that God cannot pull you out of. There's no bondage. There's no, I don't care what it is. Praise the Lord. Because Jesus died, amen, that we might have a right, beloved, to the tree of life. Praise God. Amen. Now, another symptom is spirit, soul, or body prostitution. Spirit, soul, or body prostitution. We're going over to Deuteronomy chapter 23, and we're going to read verses 17 and 18. Praise God. Deuteronomy, praise God, chapter 23, 17 and 18. Amen. Praise God. I'm having trouble getting there today. Amen. Okay, the scripture says, there shall be no whore of the daughters of Israel, nor a sodomite of the sons of Israel. Thou shalt not bring the hire of a whore or the price of a dog into the house of the Lord thy God for any vow, for even both these are abomination unto the Lord thy God. So God didn't even want their money from what they were doing. He didn't want any part of this, praise God. No contamination, praise God. This is the word of God. When you read this, when I read this, I'm going, whoa, praise God. This is in the word. God doesn't like it, praise God. And a lot of times we go through a lot of persecution nowadays because of what we preach and because of the word. And people take such offense. They say, well, they're being mean to me. They don't understand. But what they don't understand and what people don't understand is that this is the word of God, and God loves us enough to tell us, amen, when we're doing wrong, praise God. If he didn't love us, he wouldn't correct us, praise God, amen. So these practices, God does not like it, amen. God loves you, beloved. He loves you, but he does not love the sin. And this is what a lot of us want. We want God to accept us for who we are, accept us in our sin, amen, and then we still be able to go to heaven. And it doesn't work that way, praise God. God wants us to come out, amen, from the world and be separated. Touch not the unclean thing, the Bible says, amen. And then God says, I will receive you, praise God. So God doesn't want us contaminated. Spirit, soul, or body, praise the Lord. Now, another symptom, we're going over to Proverbs 15, and we're going to read, amen, verse 27, Proverbs 15 and 27, love of money, praise God. It's another symptom of this strong man. Proverbs 15 and 27 says, he that is greedy of gain troubleth his own house, but he that hateth gifts shall live. Now, this is a person that's greedy, that will bribe, that will extort, that will do any and everything to get money, to get riches, praise God. Trafficking drugs, doing all these things to get money, praise God, because you're selling it, you're making a lot of money, amen, doing illegal behaviors, praise the Lord, all these things, it's going to bring you trouble. Yeah, it's quick money, you may get a lot, amen, you may be prosperous for a moment, may look like things are going well, but in the end, the bottom will fall out because you really have no foundation, praise God. And after a while, things will come down, praise God. So if you're listening and you know that you're participating in behaviors that you should not, I admonish you and I encourage you to stop, to seek help, to get out of it, praise God, because that type of lifestyle will get you into a lot of trouble, praise God. Amen. The love of money, praise God. It's not a good thing, praise God, to be practicing things that go against, again, the Word of God. Now let's read 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 through 14. It says, "For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be therewith content." A lot of times we're not content with what we have, praise God. God blesses us. He makes sure that our needs are met. He makes sure that we have what we need. Amen. But we want more. There's a thirst for the things of the world, the materialism. And it's nothing wrong with having things, but you don't want the things to have you. Praise God. We don't want to make a god or out of these things. Praise God. "But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil." Now, it's not having money, but it's the love of it, the craving of the desire, the thirsting for it, praise God, "which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Now, this is the word, praise God. This doesn't really need any explanation. This is what the Lord is telling us, praise God. "But thou, O man of God, flee these things." Now, Paul is telling Timothy, look, I don't want you to get caught up in the wrong thing. I don't want you to think just because of who you are and what God is doing for you that you need to get caught up in things that you should not. And this is why he's warning him. He says, "But thou, O man of God, flee these things." Listen, and follow after, listen, righteousness, godliness, faith, love, patience, meekness. And then he says, "Fight the good fight of faith. Lay hold on eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickeneth all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession." Verse 14, "that thou keep this commandment without spot, unrebukable, until the appearing of our Lord Jesus Christ." So God is giving him a warning. He just wants him to keep himself clean and pure. Praise God, uncontaminated. Amen. He didn't want him to become involved in the love of money, a lust, or falling into the spirit. Praise God. Now listen, another symptom is fornication. Let's go to Hosea 4. Verse 13 through 19. We're just running through these scriptures, praise the Lord. Hosea chapter 4, verses 13 through 19. Praise God. We're talking about the spirit of whoredoms, praise God, on today. Amen. The scripture says this. It says, "They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains and burn incense upon the hills, under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow thereof is good. Therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom, and your spouses shall commit adultery. I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, nor your spouses when they commit adultery. For themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people that doth not understand shall fall." My God. "Though thou, Israel, play the harlot, yet let not Judah offend. And come not ye unto Gilgal, neither go ye up to Bethaven, nor swear, the Lord liveth. For Israel slideth back as a backsliding heifer. Now the Lord will feed them as a lamb in a large place. Ephraim is joined to idols. let him alone. So God is exposing to Judah the things that are going on with Israel. And he's basically telling them, look, don't have anything to do with them. Praise God. He's letting them know all the stuff that they were into. And beloved, you know, when you see people getting into all kind of stuff, and the Lord will warn you, don't have any company with that person. Praise God. We oftentimes warn our young people. Praise God. Sometimes they bring friends. Amen. Even when my children were growing up, praise God, they would bring different ones to the house. And for the most part, their friends were good. Praise God. But every now and then, they would bring someone around that I would have to tell them, you can't have anything to do with them. Praise God. And it was just because of what they were into. And the Lord will warn us. Sometimes you can't keep company with everybody. You have to be very, very careful. Praise God. So listen, let's read this last two verses. They drink, their drink is sour. They have committed whoredom continually. Her rulers with shame do love. Give ye. The wind hath bound her up in her wings, and they shall be ashamed because of their sacrifices. Praise God. So again, God was warning the people what not to do. Amen. That they had to separate themselves. Praise God. Amen. Now, in your own spare time, I would encourage you to read the entire chapter of Ezekiel chapter 16. It talks about idolatry, and there's some other things in there. Praise God, we did read a couple verses, but when you can, read that entire chapter. Praise God. Another symptom is excessive appetite. Praise God. Excessive appetite. Praise God. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13 through 16. The scripture says, meats for the belly and the belly for meats, but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God has both raised up the Lord and will also raise up us by his own power. Know ye not that your bodies are the members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them the members of an harlot? God forbid. What? Know ye not that he which is joined to an harlot is one body? For two, saith he, shall be one flesh. Praise God. This is a powerful, powerful scripture. Praise the Lord. So we've got to even be careful that really our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost. God won't dwell in an unclean temple. So when we bring any type of contaminant, amen, whether it's through the mind, through our eyes, amen, physically, spiritually, praise God, God is not going to have anything to do with that. Praise God. We don't want to cut our relationship and our communication lines with the Lord. Praise God. We must keep, amen, these communication lines open. Praise God. And so even with our bodies, our temples, we must take care of the body. Praise God. Because our spirit, amen, has to live there. Praise God. Amen. But our body should not control us. Praise God. The spirit should control the body. It should be spirit, soul, and then body. The body should be dead. In other words, amen, our flesh should not dictate to us and tell us what we should do and how we should act and, you know, always jumping in the flesh. And no, we got to get to a point where this flesh dies. Praise God, because flesh thinks in the nostril of God. Amen. He's not going to receive anything that comes up from flesh. Praise God. Flesh has to die. Amen. God wants our spirit man to be renewed every man day by day. Praise the Lord. Amen. And as we listen to the Holy Ghost, amen, he will give us instruction. He'll tell us what to do, how to do. Praise God. Give us what we need. Give us those blueprints each and every day of our lives. Amen. We're walking out. We're working out our salvation with fear and trembling. Praise God. And finally, worldliness. Amen. Worldliness. James, we're going to read James chapter 4 and verse 4. The Bible says, ye adulterers and adulteresses, know ye not that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is an enemy of God. So we can't be friendly with the world and take on the world's characteristics and mannerisms and habits and all these things and think that we're going to be friendly with God, because it's not going to work. God says you're in enmity. It's enmity. Amen. The light and darkness don't mix. Praise God. So this is one of these scriptures that we really need to make sure we know. Amen. Because worldliness and godliness don't mix. Amen. The lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and pride of life, those are all seated in the flesh. Praise God. God wants us to walk in the Spirit. He wants us to walk by the Word. Amen. The Word must take precedent in our life, not the world. Listen, the Word must take precedent in your life, not the world. Amen. We're in the world, but we should not be of the world. Praise God. Our life is in the Word of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. Our life is in the Word of God. Praise God. God has given us the answers that we need. Praise God, to live a victorious life in God. It's in the Word, not the world. So all the things that are in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, the pride of life, is not of God. Amen. Praise God. So we must crucify the dictates, the appetites of this flesh. Flesh will cause you to lose out with God. Disobedience will cause you, beloved, to lose out with God. Amen. The spirit of a whoredoms is a strong spirit that will affect you spiritually as well as naturally. Praise God. And you can be free. Praise God. If there's any areas in your life that you know that the enemy is using, praise God, you can pray and call on the name of the Lord, and God will set you free. Praise God. So God tells us, don't love the world. Don't love the things that are in the world. Amen. If you love the world, the love of the Father is not in you. Praise God. 1 John 2:15-17 talks about that. Praise God. So we know that physical adultery, amen, and fornication is a playground for the strong man of, for the spirit of whoredoms. Praise God. Gluttony also is one way or one sin that we hear very little preaching about or teaching on. Praise God. But we must discipline, learn to discipline our eating habits. Amen. We must be disciplined even in our eating habits. Amen. And you can read more about that. Philippians 3:18-19. Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, God, that you have come that we might be clean. Praise God. We thank you, Lord, for your word today. We thank you, God, that God just illuminating your word, that we must come out of the world, that the word must take precedent in our life, that we must allow your word to live in us. Praise God. And Father, we just ask that you minister now. If there's anybody bound by any of these spirits that we talked about, Father God, we pray your delivering power. We pray, Father, that they would renounce, that they would repent. Father God, that there would be true repentance, that we would come out from the bondages of the enemy and allow you to free us. Free us in our mind. Free us in our spirit. Free us in our soul. Free us in our emotions. Free us in our mental capacity. Free us, oh God, soul, spirit, and body. Father, we thank you for life today. We thank you for resurrection life. Jesus, we thank you for the work that you did for us on the cross. Help us to walk in line and in unity with your spirit. Help us to walk in line with your word. Father God, don't let the word slip from us, but oh God, help us to adhere to it. Oh God, that you may be Lord in every area of our lives. We thank you now, and we give you praise, honor, and glory for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Amen. We thank God for what he is doing. We want you to stay encouraged. Continue to listen to the broadcast. Praise God. We will have a special broadcast on this coming Sunday. Praise the Lord. This coming Sunday, amen, April the 17th, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, amen, we will have Dr. Clara Walton on the broadcast with us. We pray that you will be able to join us. Amen. We thank all of you again for listening to this broadcast. We want you to be blessed in the Lord. Know that God loves you, beloved. Know that he cares about you. He has your best interests at heart. He is working things out just for you because he loves you and he cares. We want you to be blessed today. Allow the Holy Ghost to minister to you in a sweet way all day long. Stay in the presence of the Lord until we meet again. God bless you is my prayer.